Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Jess Gephardt's our guest. She is the founder and the managing director of Identity Strategy Partners, identitystrategy.com. Right, Janice?
That's correct, sir.
So, folks, she's one of our experts, our top expert on Homeland Security. Janice, couple of things. She's giving us an update, folks, on some of the technology, some of the new things that are going on, and her evaluation of the overall Homeland Security system we have, keeping us safe. You got a FEMA report to give us, right?
Yeah, so very interesting stuff going on at FEMA. They are doing, in response to not just North Korea, but they were working on this before, in terms of a nuclear response and other types of threats, chemical, biological. They have created simulation software for states and localities to help them plan for and anticipate a potential nuclear attack or accident, especially those. And they've already deployed the simulation software to Guam and Hawaii, who are under threat from North Korea right now.
Right.
So what it does is it plants a GPS map down in three-dimensional. And you can move a nuclear plume around the city based on weather and other things and plan for and anticipate and plan for what your emergency response would be.
Wow.
They're also putting out a new marketing plan to tell people what to do in case of a nuclear attack, which is, it's all radiological dust. So I'm just going to tell people what it is because it's not been made public yet. It's radiological dust that's usually in the air for 24 hours. So you have to get inside, stay inside, and then stay tuned for when you can go outside. But
right.
You cannot go outside for 24 hours.
Right.
So if you want to survive.
After the blast, you got the rays, then you got the dust.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Of course, as you said, that depends on the weather and the wind and all that.
Right. So it's fascinating work, and it's going to be, it's available now to all states and localities to do their planning because, of course, FEMA is not the first on the scene, right?
Right.
It's state locality.
Right, exactly.
So yeah.
let's talk about cybersecurity. You know,
we
have so many different sources of problems between North Korea. We got you know, the nuclear issue. We got the dirty bomb situation. We got dummies still probably try to get onto airplanes and things like that. But cybersecurity is another real threat. What's your report on that?
So it's a tremendous threat. And I would say that this is an area where the federal government still has a long way to go in working with the private sector on threats. The government, there's a lot of lack of communication between the federal government and the private sector, both on intrusions and threats. So the private sector doesn't tell the federal government enough stuff about the intrusions. The federal government doesn't tell the private sector enough about the threats that are coming in, but they are working.
They got to work together.
But the
truth is, but based on what we've seen over the last few years, they're both incompetent against cybersecurity.
Well, they're trying to do more, and in fact, the Department of Homeland Security is doing things like sponsoring hackathons and that sort of thing.
But, I mean, the DNC, the NSA have been hacked. Equifax has been hacked. Google, Yahoo, totally lost they gave it all up. I mean, my God, there's no confidence in any of those people. I don't have any.
Right, and experience, too. So, for example, for some of us who are government workers, we've lost our identity through the Office of Personnel Management, through Experian, and through Yahoo.
Equifax.
So it's a very heavy vulnerability. I think the president is correct to emphasize it, and I would say it's our weakest link right now.
Right.
And it's a significant weakest link. And In listening to folks from the Homeland Security Week who work at high levels at DOD, their view is that the next war front will be taking down power grids.
No question.
And then shutting down communication.
And don't forget the Internet of Things. I mean, we all love our Internet of Things, but there's no security on those things.
No, there isn't.
All you got to do is shut down the country's refrigerators. You got a major chaos in your hands.
You can do it from all kinds of ways.
Or thermostats or whatever. Absolutely. Hey, Janice,
right.
Good reporting today. Thank you for this. Thanks for
sure.
The great job. Will you come back soon?
Sure. Thank you, Jim.
Keep
Have
us posted.
Day,
thank you. Janice Kephart.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, her website is identitystrategy.com. And so check out what she's doing over there. She's a small business owner working hard to give us these reports. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.